Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Gianni's team selection ahead of Game Week 22. There's a bit of deja vu here for anyone who watched Black Box last night. It was Gianni's maiden appearance on Black Box. I loved having you on, Gianni. I thought it was a great episode, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, mate. I really enjoyed being on. It was a good couple of hours. So yeah, I encourage anyone that perhaps wants a little bit more info to go back and watch that from Tuesday night. But obviously, this is our more quick fire version, more concise version of my team reveal, which I love doing every week with you as well.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, and there's more to come. We as we said, we'll be doing our little extra videos on the Black Box channel as well. And if you can't get enough of Gianni, well, here's a exclusive. Got your own channel coming out.
Yeah, I've only gone and got my own channel as well. Everyone's going to be sick of me. But no, I've been thinking about my own YouTube channel for a very long time. So at Gianni Battici on YouTube, I'm going to focus on shorts as. So 60-second shorts, 6 days a week. And then for one day a week, it'll be more like a 15, 20-minute video out every Thursday. Check that out. Because by the time you watch this, that video might be live on Thursday. And the shorts are going to be really cool. I was telling you earlier, like 60-second videos on why Matoma wrote his thesis on dribbling at university. Yeah, cool stuff like that.
And you've even got the graphics down, and it's all so many previews. It's looking very, very professional. I love that you've gone the complete opposite route of Black Box.
Yeah.
Go short and frequent rather than insanely long and once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah, very good.
Well, I need to find a point of difference, mate. And I do feel like those fun 60-second videos work well with my kind of scatty nature.
Yeah. I won't argue with that. So there is going to be a bit of overlap with this video and some of the stuff that we talked about on Black Box last night. So if you watched Black Box last night, you might not be that interested in what we're going to be talking about, but hopefully there's some extra snippets. Maybe Gianni will mention Weghorst again. You never know. Is he still in your thoughts?
Don't get me started on Jorginho, mate.
Jorginho, Weghorst, and I'm sure Anthony will get a mention in this video as well. I've done something a little bit different with this one, though. As well as looking at your previous game week and the one before, we're going to take a look at the excellent FPL team as well and see how you're set up ahead of game week 25, which we've had our first confirmed blank of the two, which was Brighton and Newcastle. And when this video goes out, we'll also know the other blank, which I think we might as well assume it's going to be United and Brentford that blank, because United are 3-0 up against Forest. So unless there is a absolutely crazy result tonight, then I think we can safely assume United will blank in that. And also we're going to look at 28 as well, because we've got some predictions about who's going to miss out in those fixtures. So we can see how you're set up ahead of that and what your kind of more long-term strategies are.
28 is going to be carnage for FPL managers, because there is a ton of good teams blanking.
Yep. Absolute carnage. So yeah, make sure you're all aware of who it is, and I'll talk through that in a bit. Before we do that, let's take a look at game week 21. So you've got 77 points, which was
red.
Middling red. And a red. Yeah, exactly. You played the right goalkeeper, Kepa over Ward. You went for Trippier, Ake with one, White with zero. You played him over Shaw, who also got zero. De Bruyne with six, Martinelli with two, Rashford with 7 and March with 2. March, we'll talk about him in a sec. Kane with 6. Haaland captain with 34. And Kai Havertz. Yeah, lots of 2s. Havertz, Martinelli, March. Ake with 1. White. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't brilliant. The couple of transfers I've made recently haven't been great additions. I bought Ake in a few weeks ago instead of Botman. Botman had a couple of 6-pointers. Ake, like a 1 and a 2. I went March instead of Matoma. Again, some of these 50-50 calls have gone against me. But look, I can't complain. I've had loads of 50-50 calls that have gone with for me this season. But the last couple of transfers haven't been too, too clever. So I'm hoping that changes. But in terms of where I'm at, I'm feeling all right. I'm fairly happy with my squad. I'm fairly happy with my rank. But it's a very interesting time now in FPL because I think so many of us are probably going to have to go in different directions because there's the Arsenal cover we all want. Is it the right Arsenal cover? The Man City cover? The United and Leeds double? The fact loads of managers have got 2 free transfers. I've only got 1. So yeah, we're looking. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, Havertz and March, obviously your kind of main differentials. I remember you bringing in Havertz and kind of saying, oh, he's a one-week punt, and I'll be moving him on. He's hanging around. He's got Fulham at home next. You were talking to me last night. You're going to hold him, right? Or at least you're almost certainly going to hold him. Nketiah's tempting, I believe, but you're probably going to hold
him. Really tempting. Mm. Yeah, I mean, the one-week punt was game week 17 versus Bournemouth, and he got 12 points. I was like, I can't sell him now. And then he's had loads of two-pointers, but he did get a 6-pointer against Palace a couple of weeks ago. He does have to go very soon. And we still don't know if he's going to be Chelsea's number 9. Like, could Felix become Chelsea's 9? Or will we see a front three of Felix, Havertz and Mudryk, for example, which is probably where I think they'll go. But for the Fulham Friday night game, and Felix is still suspended, I like that. I want Havertz, knowing he's probably going to be on pens as well. And look, I definitely want Nketiah moving forward. The data we saw on Black Box last night proves that Nketiah is... Like, you have to have Nketiah for the double game week, I think. So Havertz to Nketiah will happen next week. I think it will happen for a hit next week. So should I just make that hit this week? I'm not sure. Possibly. I'm still in 2 minds, but I think I'll give Havertz to Fulham game and then sell.
Yep. Martinelli as well, another player on the chopping block.
Yeah, I want the right 3 Arsenal, mate. And I can't get Saka, Odegaard and Nketiah without too much surgery. So Ben White's just going to have to stay there. And I don't mind having an Arsenal defender. But I am sure, ranking those Arsenal midfielders and attackers, Martinelli's ranked 4 for me. And I don't know. The other 3, I don't know what order they're in. Nketiah, Odegaard and Saka, I want them all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Nketiah and then I'm going to go one of Odegaard or Saka for Martinelli. But I'm not going to make that straight swap. Martinelli will go to someone this week for a one-week punt. And then I'll go Odegaard or Saka in their replacement.
Mm. And then what about some of the other players? I mean, you've got some underperforming guys here. I mean, you've got March, who you've gone for over Matoma. You were saying last night you sort of maybe regret that and kind of wish you'd gone for Matoma. You've got De Bruyne, whose stats are really good, but hasn't really been delivering points. You've got Kane as part of the threemium, who hasn't got any doubles coming up, has got City in the next match. You've got Ake, who's kind of in and out of the side a little bit. How are you feeling about the kind of general balance of the team?
Yeah, all right. I mean, Ake's... Now Cancelo's gone. I think Ake's going to be almost nailed. And I think he's been getting a lot of minutes. We were just unlucky. The time he did drop out, they went and got the clean sheet against Wolves. So Ake, I'm very happy with. March, I bought for the fixture run before 25. I bought March on what would be a short-term buy, and it should have been Matoma. It was a mistake. I've got Bournemouth, Palace and Fulham up next for March. And then he goes for 25, the blank. And De Bruyne is an interesting one. I don't know if I'm getting value out of De Bruyne. He's super expensive this season as well. We forget, like, he's not the sort of 10, 11 million he's been in years gone by. He's 12.5. And when Mahrez is doing similar in terms of output and minutes and is considerably less, you look at it and think, should you just go Mahrez or elsewhere? So De Bruyne will have the double. It's really difficult to sell him off the back of that because off the back of the double in 23, De Bruyne plays Forest and Bournemouth. So he'll probably end up being in my team long term. But yeah, the slots that will move will be the Havertz slot, the Martinelli slot. Luke Shaw might eventually go if United are blanking in 25, which by the time this video is out, I'm sure we'll have confirmation if they are. And again, I've got a red flag over Patterson. Sure, he'll be back in a couple of weeks, but we don't know about Sean Dyche. Is Sean Dyche going to want to play the experienced Coleman at right back? Mm. Maybe. It will be a 4-4-2. We know that. So again, Pat, we need a squad of 15 players playing, knowing we've got blanks to work through. We need the likes of Patterson to be able to come in and play the week you need him to play. Andreas is great for that because we know Fulham play in the blanks and we know Andreas starts. Patterson, we don't know. So again, that'll be a sell I need to make before the blanks.
It's what happens when you go for these three kind of heavy hitters, isn't it? You have to make sacrifices. And we're lucky because we've got March and Matoma who look a decent option, but then they've got this blank coming up. And then you look at the rest of your team. I mean, I've got Bueno and Patterson, for example, and I'm looking at it like, oh, this isn't ideal. And then I'm having to deal with like Martial's injury and stuff. Suddenly, your team can look really strong with the three premiums and then a couple of little injuries or doubts or blanks, and then everything can kind of get turned on its head. So yeah, well, we're gonna look at, like I said, we're gonna look at how you're set up over the next few weeks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In a second, you can kind of talk to some news. Before we do that, let's talk about how you're set up for game week 22, which is a very nice double for Manchester United with Palace and Leeds both at home. There's also a double for Leeds as well, obviously, with Forest away and United away. So at the moment, you've got Kepa in goal, Trippier, Shaw with a double and White, De Bruyne, Martinelli, Rashford, captain, not triple captain because you've already used that chip. So no debate for you to be made there. Although spoilers were that last night you said you'd rather go for Haaland over Rashford, whereas I think I'm leaning more the other way. And I think I'm more 70-30 now, but I'm going to put it on Rashford.
Ooh. It's gone you were 60-40 last night. Sorry, Rashford triple gone captain. Up a little
bit. Yep. You've got March, you've got Kane, you've got Haaland, and you've got Havertz. And then on your bench, you've got Ward, Ake, Andreas and Patterson. So we spent quite a lot of time on Black Box talking about Antony in. You've also mentioned about bringing Nketiah in. There was some random, you know, late night ramblings about Weghorst. What are you thinking as of 3:41 on this fine Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah, and look, we're recording before United play, and so much can happen. Bruno could go get a hat-trick, and I say, I just need Bruno in my team. Antony could go off injured, and then he's not a thing. Weghorst could play 90, and Martial isn't actually fit. So when you guys watch this on Thursday, we'll know the outcome of that United game. But I expect, let's go off the information we already have, which is the last few games. From what I've seen, Antony has caught my eye. His stats have been dreadful in the Premier League, but in the last couple of games he's played, especially in the Cup, he's looked a little bit brighter. Am I expecting big things? No. Do I want a return or two and think I can get one? Yeah, I'm looking for a one-week punt because, as I said earlier, Martinelli, I want to convert that spot to Odegaard or Saka. And I don't want to do it this week. I want to go United double, Arsenal double. So Martinelli to someone like Antony or Casemiro works. Now, Casemiro's numbers are really good, but I can't look past the fact he's a DM. Antony is so much closer to the goal, should be involved in goals and assists. That's our currency in FPL. So I think I'll be looking at Martinelli to Antony as my transfer. Havertz to Nketiah will happen next week. And as part of a four-point hit, Antony will also go to Saka or to Odegaard. I'll have the money for Saka if I want him. I've got 1.3 in the bank at the moment. And obviously Havertz down to Nketiah saves me a whole chunk as well. But I think I'm pretty sold on that transfer. I just want to have my eyes on what United do tonight, of course. That could influence me. But elsewhere, there's no other players I'm desperate to sell or desperate to buy. If I didn't own a Brighton player, I'd be worried that I didn't have one. And I would be reluctant to buy one because they don't double and they do blank in 25 and probably in 28. But, I've got March. It's not the right Brighton asset I want, but I've got him and I'll be happy with him.
It's a funny situation, isn't it? Because a lot of people are sort of mocking anyone bringing in Brighton players. They even were last week, you know, thinking there's a lot of owners being put on this blank and saying it's kind of like the wrong moves to make. I mean, it's really good fixtures for Brighton. I mean, you know, we're talking Bournemouth, Palace and Fulham. That's their next three fixtures. Brighton are near I think they're fifth or sixth in the attacking data over a really, really tough spell of fixtures. Yeah. And, you know, I'm seeing people getting mocked for bringing in the likes of March and Matoma. I'm just thinking, I don't think it's a bad move at all.
Not at all, mate. Do you know what? Last week or 2 weeks ago, the last deadline, I was really annoyed by everyone telling me that you have to have two free transfers going into game week 22 so you can therefore have creativity over going United or Leeds players. And I get it. I wish I had two free transfers this week. But actually, if that meant I didn't have a Brighton player, then no, take that wish away. Last week, Brighton were there to be had. And I think it was a really smart buy for those that went Matoma. And for those that went March, I still think it was a sensible buy. Using a transfer on a Brighton player.
Absolutely should have scored.
Exactly. And look, the goals were there to be had against Leicester. Just like they'll be there to be had against Bournemouth, Palace and Fulham in the next three. This is a team on form. Jump on them. Worry about 25 when we get there.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. You want to lock in points, right? And, you know, there's people that are avoiding the double Newcastle defence. Teams that are avoiding, you know, Brighton doesn't necessarily... Just because you get in a player who has a game in 25 doesn't necessarily mean they're going to even get you points. They might blank, might get 2 or 3 points. You've missed out on 17, 18 from Brighton players. Yeah, they're teaming
with the pictures. We're also guilty of beelining for blanks and doubles and working around that. We all do it. I did it. Whilst I haven't made that mistake with Brighton, I have made that mistake with Newcastle defence. I went Ake instead of Botman. And the reason I didn't go Botman was, I was like, oh, Newcastle will blank in 25. Ake won't. It's like, no, the points are there to be had.
Mm. Yep, no, completely agree. Captain, I'm guessing you're going to stick it on Rashford.
Yeah, that's an easy one for me this week. I owned Bruno and Rashford, I'd still be going Rashford. Yeah, he's in the form of his life.
And if you had the triple captain, you would be saving it and putting it on Haaland.
I would. I do like the fact that United's fixtures in the double game week are a Saturday-Wednesday spread. Mm. And they're both at home. So I'm confident Rashford gets not only two starts, but 180 minutes if he's fit. Mm. Haaland... His fixtures in his double game week are, I think, Sunday, Wednesday, and the Champions League starts around then. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Haaland, for example, get 140 minutes rather than 180. But I still think he starts both Haaland. One of them is away as well. So there's a short turnaround. Sunday, Wednesday, one of them away. But still, would I rather 140 minutes of Haaland or 180 of Rashford? I'd still rather 140 of Haaland, I think. And that's only because I have trust issues with United. I don't have those same trust issues with City. I kind of feel way more confident with City. Saying that, I triple captain Haaland for 8 points when City looked a bit meh.
Yeah. I have less trust issues with United at home.
Interesting. Fair point.
The Palace game away, they struggled and things. But at home, they've been very strong. Rarely concede goals, control games really well. Yeah, like I said, I think I'm leaning towards Rashford, but
Eriksen injury.
That could be a big blow. Yeah, absolutely. They're gonna have to shift around. I mean, Sabitzer's come in. Yeah. How's he gonna perform? He's not been great for Bayern, but he was good for Leipzig. It's a bit of an unknown with that injury, but yeah, they've been good. I mean, Casemiro and Fernandes have been playing well. I like the front three. If Martial's back, I think he offers them more than Weghorst does. Yeah. It's not without risk, absolutely, but both are, because City haven't been amazing either. So,
yeah, true.
But then Haaland's got a hat-trick. I don't know, this is what we were doing last night. It's like you can make so many cases for and against both these players. Like I said last night, I think the key thing is I'm not expecting there to be 15, 20 points between Rashford and Haaland. So pick one, go with it, and I don't think you're going to get too majorly burned. I think both are going to do well.
I agree with that. Don't stress too much about it, guys. If you still got your triple captain, I would say use it. Yeah. I'd say definitely use it in 22 or 23.
Yeah.
They'll both probably return. So it won't be the end of the world either way.
Yep. Right. Let's take a look at FPL team. So this is just how you'll set up for this week, which is kind of what we're talking about. You can't see my screen, so I'm going to try and talk it through with you kind of as we go, and I'll kind of tell you where you're Well, it's hard. Do you use FPL Team? Have you seen the site?
I've seen it. I think it's brilliant. I don't use it only because I've got a Chrome extension which kind of shows me fixtures ahead of time. But for those that use it, I think it looks like a really valuable tool. And I've no doubt, like everything with tech for me, mate, I'll be using it in 6 months' time, but I'll just be a year or two behind the party.
That sounds like you. Yeah, it's a great tool. It's done by Peter. He's also a fantastic football player as well.
He is a very good football player.
Generally really nice guy, yeah. Okay, so let's assume this week you're going to do Martinelli to Antony, like you said.
Yeah.
So that's him in. You can see you can do that on this site. By the way, there's no paid endorsement for FPL Team. It's just I really like it as a tool, so I'm just talking about it. We can then go into game week 23.
Yeah.
And you can see here, you've now got you've got White with a double, and you've got Haaland, and you've got De Bruyne, and you've got Ake. So you'll have four doublers for this game. Is there any plans to bring in another
two? Yeah.
Nketiah's coming in for Havertz, right?
Nketiah for Havertz is definitely happening. Well, Nketiah in is definitely happening.
Yep.
Could be for Kane. As they keep Havertz another week. and then Odegaard or Saka, take your pick. I can afford either, but yeah, Antony will be gone.
So then Antony for, let's say Saka. I don't think you're going to want to go about Saka. Yep, you can afford both of that. Yep, so then that gives you three Arsenal, White, Saka and Nketiah, and De Bruyne, Ake and Haaland. So six doublers. Very nice.
Yep.
Then going into 24, don't have to worry too much about 24. Let's just say, for example, you roll the transfer because we're going to go into 25 where there's a blank. That means you haven't got Trippier and you haven't got March.
Yes.
So that's not too bad. You can bench. In fact, you could get away with benching Trippier.
But United will also be blanking, remember?
Ah, yes, absolutely. Yeah. So then you've got Shaw and Rashford. So you've got two. But you'd have two transfers.
I have two transfers, but I can't rely on your bench to come in and play. So I'd be selling March.
Yep.
The plan was always to sell March for the blank.
0.4 in the bank.
Okay. So March and Patterson would probably go. And I don't know, I'd buy it. It'd be those that blank in 25, but also 28. I'd be buying those. And by then, I think we'll know who blanks in 28.
Just to give you a bit of context. So your team, as it stands in 25, looks quite weak. So you've got Kepa in goal with Spurs away. Shaw, Ake and White. Short without the game, obviously. De Bruyne, Saka, Rashford and Pereira. Rashford without the game. And then Kane at home to Chelsea, Haaland and Nketiah. So you're not going to want to sell Rashford because you've got all the value tied up in him. You're not going to want to sell Trippier because you've got the value tied up in him. Would you be tempted to sell Shaw? Would you be tempted at this point to sell Kane? Because if you took the money out of Kane with the home game against Chelsea, you could then upgrade March to someone half decent.
And if in 23 I don't sell Havertz to Nketiah, let's say I keep Havertz and I sell Kane to Nketiah, it gives me money in the bank and it also gives me Havertz who plays in the blanks. Mm. Havertz plays in 25 and he plays in 28.
Mm.
It's an option. Yeah. It gives me one extra player if I decide to keep Havertz longer. And again, maybe he scores a hat-trick against Fulham and I keep him.
Love it. You're never going to sell Havertz. You're going to have him till the end of days. I
will when Felix becomes Chelsea's number nine and I'm like, oh, I now have to actually, he's not actually starting, but I don't think that'll happen. It doesn't look overly healthy, but as I say, those two transfers, if I roll in 24, having two transfers in 25 to get rid of two of those players that don't play, I should still get 11 out.
I think it shows why people are a bit concerned though, because I mean, you've got Trippier and March and then two United with this plan. So that's four. I will have more than that. Most likely, I'll probably have five because I've got Botman, an extra Newcastle and Trippier, but kind of like the same as you. And then I look at some of the other fixtures and think you're bringing in Pereira, for example, not ideal. You've got Patterson on your bench. A lot of the other players don't have great games. I mean, it's the trouble with using FPL teams. You look at this and you think, oh, I've got some issues. What do I need to do here? Is there any, would you be, you're not someone who likes user free hit in a blank game week like this, are you?
No, the template chip strategy is often the best chip strategy, right? It's what a lot of the experts will say. I'm going to do this week. This season, I think I'll probably end up going template, but I don't always do it. The one chip I usually go against a template on is when the template suggests a free hit is on a blank.
Mm.
I never free hit in a blank. I'm sure I have in my 15 years of playing FPL, but I'm just all about the upside all the time. So free hit for me is made for the big doubles, and it's 22 players playing in this game week with players that you can take a punt on.
Mm.
So I can't see myself doing it. And that doesn't look great. But again, I'd question the free hit might give me a 10 or 15 point swing. And I'm there for the, what I hope in the big doubles, where it's a 30-40.
Or you end up losing points with the free hit.
Like, or you end up losing points, which has happened. Like, my free hits in the big doubles haven't always worked at all. Haven't always worked at all. But I'm still there. It's the hope that kills you.
Yep, it always is. And then let's just take a quick look at 28 going forward, because obviously there's some amazing work that goes on in the community. Lego Manet does it, Ben Krellin, obviously, you know, some really good guys. I mean, this is from Ben Krellin, for example. So he's expecting in 28 Brighton United to be off.
Yeah.
Because Brighton would need to beat Stoke or United to beat West Ham. Man City, West Ham to be off. Southampton, Spurs to be off as well. So this, again, this is a lot of your players. This is Rashford, Shaw. This is March, who you said you'd sell. But then it's De Bruyne, it's Haaland, it's Ake and it's Kane. So that's seven of your players out.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly 28 is looking dangerous.
28 is going to be even harder for me to navigate than 25. Yeah. But what I would say, from those seven, two of them will be gone in 25 on those two transfers. Mm. So it'll be five in 28. And we do have the transfers of week 26, week 27. So whilst I won't be selling a Haaland or maybe a De Bruyne or a Rashford, I'd very happily sell a Luke Shaw, for example.
Mm. Yep. Yeah.
And probably a Harry Kane. And again, maybe this goes back to the, should I really be selling Havertz when I could sell Harry Kane? But that comes down to, are we worrying too much about covering blanks and not thinking about what points are there to be gained now? And if I think I'm going to get points off Harry Kane versus Leicester and West Ham after this week, then of course I should be keeping him.
Kane's points an interesting one, isn't important. He? Because he's kind of, I mean, obviously he's been amazing. The points he's been getting have been absolutely incredible. Spurs have been poor, though.
Yeah.
The fixtures for Spurs aren't great. They've got City, they've got Leicester. I mean, he loves a goal against Leicester. West Ham, okay. West Ham have got good defensive stats, but you'd expect them to do all right in that. Then it's Chelsea, Wolves, Forest. I mean, it's okay. I'm maybe being a bit harsh. It's a decent run of games for Spurs, but he is a lot of money and he is likely to be blanking in 28. So, but you've got Forest at home in 27. It's a good fixture.
It feels like Kane has been Mr. Consistent and a very low, high floor, no, very low floor, well, a very low ceiling. I can't get my words out.
High floor is right, weirdly enough.
High floor, low ceiling is what I'm looking for. So Harry Kane has been Mr. 6-10 pointer this season, which is great. Don't get me wrong, that's brilliant. But he hasn't shown the explosiveness. So sure, he's had a 16 pointer and I think an 11 pointer, but they're the only two sets of returns he's had that have been more than 10. Yeah. Now, when I'm spending that much on a player that's doing as well as he's doing, I expect quite a few hauls of over 10. Mm. And he's only had two all season. So look, beggars can't be choosers, and we're very happy with our 7 and 8. But I don't feel like I'm going to sell Kane and get stung.
No. And I think the key thing is that you can use that money to strengthen the rest of your team at a time in which between 25 and 28, that's when we really need a squad. You know,
yeah.
Because you could say you sell him and there's not really a lot you could do with the money. But when you actually need to bring in these bench players and you can have some decent 4.6, 4.7 defenders or a better mid or whatever, then suddenly that money from him is being used quite well.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all ears to selling Harry Kane. Yeah. I'm not wed to him at all.
Yep, same. But yeah, I do urge everyone to check out FPL Team and see how you're set up for 25 and 28. As well. Janny, we will call it there. Excellent as always. Always enjoy doing these videos with you. Anyone watching, if you haven't subscribed to Scout yet, please do right now. Also, check out Black Box last night if you haven't already for more of myself and Janny. And also check out Janny's channel as well.
Janny Battici. My first video will be out later today, guys. So make sure you hit the like button on this and then hitting the like button on that.
Oh, well said. Well said. What a pro. Janny, we will catch up again very soon. But thanks for joining me. And thanks, everyone, for watching. And we'll see you again very soon.
See you, guys.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.